Welcome to the Guild in IRN podcast. It is our mission to promote the amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We provide the opportunity to gain experience in radio communication theory, technology, and fellowship. This podcast has been created and produced by Thomas 60IRN749. Enjoy the podcast. Coffee Neat, Wednesday, 11th of April, 2018.
W4JXC, 11IRN610. Okay, thank you so much, Gerald, for your contribution. And we see if you could probably start us in this one there. Good afternoon, each and everyone. Nice to have you in this one. And let's see if you can start one time. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is, of course, 11IRN610. Sean, coming to you live and direct from a beautiful Trinidad Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, calling all stations to the Guild's Coffee Net on the International Radio Network for today, Wednesday, the 11th day of April 2018. Yes, the time is moving. This net, of course, you meet every Wednesday at 2100 UTC time. We also have our Friendship Net every Monday, and our Fellowship Net on Fridays. It is, of course, our mission to promote amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We welcome licensed and non-licensed operators, giving those with an interest the opportunity to gain experience in radio communication, theory, technology, and fellowship. The Guild runs regular net for the benefit of our members and guests to gain valuable experience in proper communication techniques. We welcome our regular members and any visitor, of course, to any of our nets. Folks, this is a direct debt. When checking in, please give us your call sign slowly, followed by your first name and your location for the benefit of those listening. We want to say welcome again. We had a long queue, and we thank Golf India, Golf One, I should say, November, Romeo Lima, Steph, earlier on there for his contribution on his home circle, and of course, all those who participated in the earlier quiz. At this time, we want to open our doors for any emergency or priority traffic. Any emergency or priority traffic, please call Net Control now. One more time. Do you have any emergency? Any emergency or priority traffic? If there's any emergency or priority traffic, you can please call Net Control now. Very good. Okay, nothing heard there. So we're going to take check-ins. Check-ins for any mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time station, can please call Net Control now.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27, India Romeo November. 746, Graham from Clacton-on-Sea, United Kingdom.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27, India Romeo November, 797, Julie from Clacton-on-Sea, United Kingdom. And we are short time. And 27IRN 746 is short time as well.
Okay, Net Control recognizes 27IRN746, Graham, and 27IRN797, Julie, Claxton by the Sea. Folks, good afternoon. Well, in your case, yes, I think it's still there. It's afternoon for me. It's evening time for you. So good evening to you, and welcome to our Coffee Net. I'm going to pass the mic to you, Graham. Hoping all that is well. Microphone to you, sir.
Yes, good evening, Net Control. Another good evening. It's been sort of fairly misty here today, foggy as well. So perhaps we might get some sunshine, but I can't see. It's been quite busy. I've been up my daughters and seen the grandchildren, and Cameron's been playing her as well. I've been to the doctors and the hospital today for the usual checkups for my eyes lung one, so just to check to see if my tablets haven't been affecting my lungs, which they say they have. So they've got to change my memory tablets, and I've got to go for a scan sometime for my heart. So we're pretty busy with the hospital. I say the weather has not been too bad today. I think we got forecast of more rain tomorrow. So I trust the weather's back down your way. Net Control, back to you from 27 IRN 746.
27 IRN 746 from 11 IRN 610. Well, thank you so much, Graham. And yes, the weather in Trinidad has been beautiful. Matter of fact, today we expected a 31 degrees. I think it went up to about 33. It's been very hot in most cases there. So you enjoying a foggy, misty one. And we, of course, brilliant sunshine, even at this present time. We look through the windows. And, of course, the sun is in all its glory. Good time for the river. You can do it right now. And you said it's been a busy, busy day for you with the grandchildren, with the daughter, with the family, and more than anything else, making sure that those eyes are in perfect-looking condition. Thanks again, Graham, for checking in. And if we don't hear from you, we understand the reason why. But if you're here with us later on, as usual, you know, we have a sweet little question for almost everybody. Thank you, Graham, and we're going to drop the mic there and hand it over to Julie. Julie, 27 IRN 797. Good evening, my dear, and the microphone to you.
Good evening, Net Control, and hope you're okay, Sean. I'd like to go say good evening to everybody, and a special good evening to our friend Chris. Like Graham says, it's been really foggy here, and it still is. Been over to the stepdaughters and saw all the grandchildren, which was nice. Gray went for his appointments and all that. Other than that, I haven't got a lot to say. And also, I'd like to say that it's nice to hear that there's some more young ladies coming on the net. So I'm not alone now more. Back to you, Net Control.
27 IRN 797, Julie. Julie, thanks again for checking in. And of course, once you hear lovely ladies, everyone here will be in the glee, especially the good guy that you made mention of, Chris. Once you see the ladies, apparently there's trigger a couple of wires next to Chris' name there. Thanks again for checking in. And yes, it is, you know, a family channel, so we welcome families all around. And you seem to be doing a pretty good job also with all the grandkids. And it's nice to hear different ones making mention of them. You know, sometimes you talk about work and everything else, and we forget the family line. So it's good when you can say hello to family and you can spend some time with them. We're living in a particular era in our life where we're supposed to spend some time with as much family and friends as possible. This is the time, folks, to be friendly. This is the time to be good. This is the time to be sharing. This is the time. Tomorrow, we're not too sure exactly what's going to happen then. So use as much as you can. Thank you, Julie, and thank you, Graham. Do you have anybody else out there, mobile or short time, wishing to check in? Net Control, 11 IRN 610, at your service.
Net Control, this is Kilo Bravo 1, Unicorn Papa Zulu. Bob in Springfield, Massachusetts, would like to check in. Your time.
Okay, Net Control recognizes Kilo 1 UPZ, Uncle Bob from Springfield, Mass. Uncle Bob, good afternoon. And of course, welcome to the Coffee Net, my friend. And probably can bring some of that friendship on this one there. Microphone to you, sir.
Could be when you please return. Sean, good evening. I had to take a special time to check into your net because you check into my net all the time. So I just wanted to show you another number and show you the friendship as well as everybody else. Everybody's my friend here and everywhere on this server. So that's always good. And you do run a wonderful net, Sean. I hear people saying all kinds of things about it. Plus, I witnessed it myself. I want to say special hello to my brother down there in Loxahatchee, Florida. He's my big brother. He's older. I say older than I am. He's going to kill me. I know he will. But, yeah, Chris, special hello to you, Julie, and Graham, and everybody here. I wish everybody well, and I'm going to try to make it back, Sean. I am going to have dinner very shortly. And it's a day that everybody sits at the table. And that's the way it is. The boss says so. And I'm not going to go against the boss. I wish you everybody well. Back over to you, Net Control. And thank you, Sean. KB1UPC.
1 UTC from 11 ILM 610. Well, thank you so much for joining us with your presence here, Bob. That is so good. And I know today is the day family get together around the table. So mac and cheese is out of the question today. That is for sure. And you all give so much of to my good friend down there who sits on that sandpile. I can just imagine right now his head getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you just use a small pin, it'll go. So don't blow up his head too much. He's a good guy, yes, but don't encourage him. Don't encourage him at all. I've seen Julie sending all her love to him there, and you're hearing Graham there, and now Bob there. Oh, my goodness. Chris, right now, And you see, as you made mention, Uncle Bob, he's older than you. I think when Nebuchadnezzar and all of those guys were walking, he was there with them. So do not try to kill him. Don't blow his head any bigger. Chris, talking about that. Anybody else wishing to check in? This is the Coffee Net. Do you have 11 IRN 610? Net controller at your service. Anybody else wishing to check in? Net control, standing by.
Are you getting jealous?
I just know you couldn't use this bad day. No problem. Jealous? No. Too young for jealousy at this present time. Do you have anybody else wishing to check in? Net control at your service. Okay, nothing heard. So let's go to our Zello Crossing. Any station in Zello Crossing wishing to check in? Net control 11 IRN 610 at your service.
11 IRN 610. This is 84 IRN India Romeo November 801. Checking in to you, Sean. Back to you at the net.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Echo 4. Tango Lima Charlie, that's Dion here in Lugoff, South Carolina. Good evening.
Net control, please check in Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee, Ron.
At November 8th.
Okay, net control recognizes 4 IRN 801 Paul, Kilo Echo 4, Tango Lima Charlie, Dion, Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee, Ron. And my good friend, NYQG. Oh, if you're coming a bit cracked up earlier on there, but we do have you inside, and probably could fix it up on your second rebound there. Good afternoon, guys, and of course, welcome to our Coffee Net. It's about 5:16 p.m. right here in Sweet Trinidad and Tobago. Beautiful sunshine. Oh, my goodness, the sky is so beautiful. You could just leap out and kiss it. Chris, I know that you have some good weather in your side too, so that probably, who knows? Let's hear about yours later on. 4 IRN 6801. Sorry. Paul, welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you, sir.
4 India Romeo November 801. Sean, it's great to have you out here. And I just want to say hello to everybody else, Chris and Graham and Julie and my good friend Dion and Ron and everybody else out here. I spent the day out here having a great day. It was a beautiful, warm, sunny day, I'd say the upper 70s, and I took the liberty of going out to the field and joining my good friend Dandy, who is also retired, and we flew all afternoon. The weather was absolutely perfect for it, so of course after I fed the chickens this morning, I loaded the car up and headed on out to the field, and I'm just coming back right now, so I'm at my home base and about to go collect some eggs. But like I said, it's great to hear everybody out here tonight, and look forward to being here for the second round. And I'm going to turn it back over to you there, Sean. Back to the net. 4 India Romeo, November 801.
Well, I read 810. Hey, Paul, my goodness, what's happening there with us this afternoon? I like your condition, 70 plus. My. Yes, that's good weather conditions for flying. And I hope you had a good one. And you probably had on your shades and things like that. So, of course, there's not too much of that sunlight. Okay. Night thing in there. So, that. Thanks again for checking in. And save me an egg or two. Green will be lovely. And thanks again, Paul. I'll catch you later on. Okay, I'm getting the feedback. I'm just looking towards the other guys there.
Okay, that's about it. I think there's somebody else trying to get through, but he's stand by one. So we're going to leave Paul and join his partner, his first partner there, K4, Tango Lima Charlie. Dion, good afternoon and welcome to the Coffee Nut, sir. Microphone to you.
DW5, Juliet Alpha Bravo checking in.
Okay, I think we recognize our station there. That is Albert, I think is his thing. That is DW5JB. Albert, long time we haven't heard you on this one. Microphone, stand by one. We got back to you. Nice to know you there. And we got back to you in a short. Dion, please go ahead with your contribution, sir.
All right, yeah, I'm going to let the station finish so you can get recognized. Yeah, Sean, doing good this evening. Worked all the day today and just come home. I'm sitting outside under my shed off of my shop here, sitting outside eating some roasted peanuts, unsalted peanuts. And I thought I'd throw that out for Richard. Richard has to, he loves some peanuts also. I don't have any hot dogs, but I got some peanuts. But it's a beautiful day outside, and looking forward to the weekend. Maybe I can go out there the weekend and fly some planes with Paul. Maybe me and Paul won't wreck each other or something or other. Okay, good evening, Sean. I'll turn it back to you. K4TLC.
K4TLC from 11IRN610. Well, thank you so much, Dion, for coming in there. And, of course, yeah, if you're having roasted, salted peanuts, which is good, I'm not too sure if it how it goes on with coffee. But who knows, you could always, that's a new recipe there. So you could probably have some coffee, if not a nice, cold, strong beverage. Thank you for checking in there, Dion. Nice to have you in this one. We look forward to you in the second round. I think I heard you earlier on making mention that you would have to get in home. And that is a good place to be. Now, before Ron, if you just please stand by a minute there, and let me see if I can just take in. I know that Albert, I think is his name, probably to confirm me later on, out there in the Philippines. It's morning time. I'm not too sure if he's getting ready to work. So, Delta Whiskey 5, Juliet Alpha Bravo. Albert, if you're still there with us, good morning. On your side, microphone to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. It's been a long time since I've been on air, but now because my devices have been lost and I've been assigned to a remote place where there's no net, but I'm taking time whenever I'm available. Good morning to all 73 all stations. Nice meeting you on air. DW5, Julius Alcobrato from the Philippines. Good morning. Back to you, Nick Control.
Delco Whiskey 5, Juliet Alpha Bravo. Good morning again to you. Our side at this present time, we can say afternoon, but we know on your side there, it is, of course, Tuesday morning. And I'm listening to the rooster in the background, and it seems as though it also speaks Filipinos. No problem at all. Thanks again for checking us. It's a long time we haven't heard you. And feel free, once you have the time, to squeeze the keys on this one. Don't forget, we have the on Mondays, you have Friendship Net. You also have us here on Wednesdays on Coffee Net. And on Fridays, the Fellowship Net. All still continue to roll in. All still continue to have good time. So join us whenever you have the time, my friend. All right, so we're going to leave the Philippines and go back to the Manhattan area. Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Ron, good afternoon.
AF2NY, thanks, Sean. Good evening to you and everyone else on the net. Paul down there with those green eggs. Dion, wave to Chris on the sand pile, what's ever left of it. Julie out there. And Graham. Anyway, here in New York today, coming to you from a small island in the Northeast, only 22 square miles land with the water, 33 square miles. So a happy little island in the Northeast. Anyway, the weather here was fairly nice today, probably around 50 degrees, 10 degrees centigrade. So not a bad day, and looks like the rest of the week is going to be good also. Probably about 60 degrees, so that's probably 15 degrees centigrade. So looking forward to that. Anyway, I was listening to the UK hub that we have here on the IRN. I was listening to them on the EchoLink, CrossLink, and also on AllStar. And it seems like they're embracing the IRN. I guess the group is encouraging everyone to get, network radios, and they're really going to be expanding their membership base into the IRN, which was very exciting to hear that with the UK hub, since the other hub over there in England doesn't want to be associated with us anymore. So that was exciting to hear that they're enjoying the quality, the audio quality of the IRN, and they're really pushing that. So I was glad to hear that. Anyway, looking forward to your question, Sean, and the second round. So from Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee, back over to Net Control. Let's see. Oops.
Alpha Foxtrot 2, November Yankee. Ron, thanks again for your contribution. They seem to be enjoying some nice weather conditions. And it's good, yes, it's good that those folks in the UK hub can join us. And they seem just like Jason mentioned some years ago, and still continuing. There's a lot of great things happening right here on the IRN, on the Worldwide Amateur Radio Guild. So things are happening, and of course, we look forward for everyone joining us right on this family channel. Again, probably later on, if Denny was to come in, he could probably share some more information with us in connection with his Digicom Cafe. And probably, I think I saw somewhere along the line, we had a SoundCloud there from Thomas. So if Thomas pops in also, he could probably share some more information as to what he is doing with the various nets and the recording. So we leave it up to them once they pop in there. All right. So I'm seeing my good friend Delta Whiskey 5, Juliet Alpha Bravo, is joining us here. So it means that good morning again.
Oops.
Let's continue. Enid YQJ, Ralph. Ralph, welcome to the Coffee Nest. Microphone to you.
Okay, Sean, very good. Is the audio okay now?
But you're not. Lovely. Crisp conditions. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Sean. I'll turn the headpiece off for now. I have to do some check and see what's going on. Normally, I get some pretty good audio reports with it. Maybe I got my settings a little screwed up. Cooking a little dinner. Gonna have hot dog. Yeah, hot dogs. You got hot dogs on my mind for some reason. Hamburgers and French fries. Bake them in the oven. So that's, normally we don't bake the French fries. I fry them in grease, but bake the French fries, have a little dinner. So that's what I'm doing, is trying to do some stuff out in the kitchen. Been busy the last a little while, that's for sure. Oh, I don't know, Sean. I want to say it's got to be in the 50s. I haven't even checked the temperature today. But it's pretty warm, sunny, not too bad of a day at all. And I think it's going to continue warming up. So I think it's, looking up, that's for sure. What Ron commented about, our other regime that, doesn't want to be involved with IRN. I think we'll see some trickling over a period of time. I think we have somewhat. I think we'll see some more. It's too bad because there is a good group of guys over there. Even Martin, he's a great guy. I just wish that we could all play on, you know, on the same playing field and you know, make everything work, because this hobby is all about enjoying it, enjoying the camaraderie of all the fellow hams, and you know, so that's kind of sad, you know. We'll see what happens though down the road. It's good when I hear all the people checking in here that checks in. You know, when I hear Ron and yourself and Chris and John, and you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. So it, to me, I keep saying it, I think it's the best place to be on amateur radio. Not just because what is happening with all of the new toys that Jason dreams up for us, and John and their the management team, because they're doing very, very well. But it's the people that keep coming into this group. If we only had one channel, Sean, but had the same people, that's what it's all about. So it's this group right here that makes this what it is, makes the guild what it is. So, all right, I'm going to turn it back to you. I'll be around for the second go-around. I got to go check my hamburgers, make sure that they're cooking okay. Thanks for picking me up. And YQJ.
At YQJ from 11IRN 610. Well, thank you so much, Ralph, for your contribution as usual. Much appreciated. So you just check on those hamburgers and fries that's in the oven. And I want to believe different one wants to give you other part for your recipes there. So you could probably add, who knows, some roasted salted peanuts on one side and some green eggs. Probably you can have a further discussion that is with Paul. And he can probably ship you some eggs down your side. And that can also work, you know, so you can put some eggs over those hamburgers and fry and have it going. Thank you, Ralph. And who has said before one? All right, we're going to keep the door open. Do we have anybody else on Zello Crossing that wish to check in before we go to the other side? Net Control, 11IRN 610, at your service.
Kilo Delta 6, Romeo Sierra Oscar, Larry, Ajo, Arizona.
60 IRN 749, 60 Indigo Romeo November 749, Thomas, Christchurch, New Zealand.
Okay, Net Control recognizes 86 RSO, Larry, then Arizona. And 60 IRN 749 Thomas there in Christchurch, New Zealand. Guys, welcome to our Coffee Net. Nice to have you on this one. And let's turn the mic across to Larry. Welcome again, and the microphone to you, sir.
This is KD6 RSO, Ajo, Arizona. Larry, temperature 102. We finally hit 102 today. And today I'm repairing my wife's clothes dryer. So I don't know why we need a clothes dryer when the temperature is 102, but it's all fixed now. But that's my day for today, KD6 RSO.
KD6 RSO. Larry, yes, that's a question to ask. So why it is that you repair and did the dryer? But again, whatever the CEO says, that is what he got to do. So if he says repair the clothes dryer, you got to do that. But again, the temperature that you have there, if you have lines or whatever it is, you just put it about, just put it outside for a minute or two. But that kind of condition you're talking about, and the clothes will dry. Thanks again for checking in, sir. Nice to have you on this one, and we look forward to hearing you again on our second round. Let's go to the man there, 60 IRN 749. Thomas, welcome out of Christchurch in New Zealand. And probably, Thomas, you can share some information as to what's taking place on your cloud, your SoundCloud there. Microphone to you, Thomas.
Well, good evening, folks. This is 60 IRN 749, Thomas from Christchurch, New Zealand. It's been a very busy week here. I've been very busy. I'm going to be recording all the nets that I possibly can. I'm going to be recording the Friendship Net and the Coffee Net. I'm also recording the Coffee Net now. So that all the audio can be produced by me and put up into SoundCloud, and I'll also share it onto the cluster Facebook groups and onto DigiComCafe portal
so everybody can see it, so they can get access to all the podcasts, replays type thing. And also yesterday, as many of you might have seen on the cluster, I made it my own Android app, the Guild Android app. So it's an app for the Android phone or tablet, which gives you access to all the stuff related to the IRN, Digicom Cafe, etc. So I've been pretty busy, made an Android app, and I've been recording the nets, so that's going to be cool. So the net will be up later on today, hopefully, if not tomorrow, for people to listen in and to replay what they heard today. So that's what I've been doing behind the scenes. I'm just doing it out of the front of my heart, because I like the Guild, and I like the IRN, and it's so cool. So this is why I am working so hard for you guys. Could you make a good place? So I'm here to help. Thank you so much, Sean, for an awesome net. And it's great to be here. 60IRN749 to Sean there, net control. Back to you.
60IRN749, Thomas. Thomas, thanks again for that and for the work that you're doing there. I think I listened to the Friendship Net yesterday, this morning. I think I had a piece of it to do this afternoon also. So that was good. Keep it up. And much appreciated. And that's all for the love for, of course, being here, right here on the Worldwide Amateur Radio Guild, part of the IRN network. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you for doing what you're doing, Thomas. Be good to yourself, and keep it up. All right, so we're going to move from Thomas. Do we have anybody else that I didn't make mention of? Not. Okay, one more time. Anybody else wishing to check in right here on the Zello Cross link before we start our general check-in? Net Control 11IRN610 at your service.
Okay, nothing heard. So folks, you now want to focus on our general check-in. As a reminder, when checking in, please give us a call sign slowly, followed by your first name and your location. As usual, this is the Coffee Net, so we encourage you to, of course, hold your coffee in one hand, and if you're not a coffee lover, who knows, probably might want to drink something hot, some tea, some Milo, some cocoa, whatever else you have there, probably something cold, nice cold beverage, or strong adult beverage, whichever you fancy at this present time. And I must say, beyond nice cold beverage can also go down with those salted peanuts that you have in there. So this is what we're going to be looking for, guys, that you join us on this one. Relax and let's have a conversation. General check-in for the Guild's Coffee Net. Please call Net Control now.
Please copy November 8, Lima Lima Charlie, John, Lansing, Michigan.
Whiskey 8, Mike Romeo Whiskey, Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Metro Detroit.
Okay, Net Control recognizes November 8, Lima Lima Charlie, John there from Lansing, Michigan, and W8MRW Roy from Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to our Coffee Net. Nice to have you on this one. I think I heard you changed your handle recently again there, but no problem. Instead of calling you, whatever long legs that is there. November 8th, Lima Lima Charlie. John, welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you.
IRN 610 in 8 LLC. Long legged chicken, John. Long legged chicken. And that was hung on me right after I upgraded to technician a couple hundred years ago. Good evening, everybody on the net. And a special good evening to my fellow Michiganders, W8MRW Roy, NAYQJ Ralph, and KV9FON Milt, wherever he's at. And nothing to add here, Sean. Just listening to the net, listening to all the shenanigans going on before the net started there, and Richard and Steph, and I think they're doing some kind of audio puzzle questions or some such thing. Anyway. So other than that, I'll turn it back over to you. And good to hear everybody checking in there. N8LLC, back to net.
LLP from 11RN610. Well, thank you so much there, John, for that. And yes, I think Steph. Steph and Lee were having some fun earlier on. I don't think I'm seeing Steph on this one right now, so probably he's tired and beat after sending out all those questions and getting feedback from the different ones there. Nice to have you, sir. And we hope to catch you in a little bit from now. Take it easy. So we're going to leave the, what do you call him, by Director of Member Service 1, and head across to the secretary there. Whiskey 8, Mike, Romeo Whiskey, Roy, out there in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit. Good, I think it is, still is, yes. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone to you.
With your permission, Net Control. So the response was, went something like this. That's why I'm called a ladies' man. I got more lady friends per se than gentlemen. I'm all up under the ladies, and a particular old man on the channel, he gets jealous every now and then because he only got one. Back to you. T7OKI8WAR381.
All right. Sorry, guys. You've got to have fun on these things as well. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I had to put some sultry saxophone music on the background. Sorry to break it up, Sean. It's not very professional of me, is it? But, you know, you've got to have a laugh. And it's just when Chris said his comment, I just had to put some sultry music on in the background and make him feel at home. Also, Denny, if you're listening, I need to catch up with you at some point. I need to discuss some things with you at your convenience. And thank you very much for, sorry it's a late one, gentlemen, but yeah, I had to make Chris feel at home there. So I hope the music didn't disturb anyone too much. I did try and make it as short as possible. Anyway, thank you. Back to you, Net Control. This is G7OKI, Southern UK.
G7OKI from 11RN610. My friend, this is a family channel, so that we welcome bits and pieces, of course. Once we can make somebody happy, give my good friend Chris a couple more days to live happily with a smile on his face. Remember, he is the ladies' man. So at this present time, if you can just picture him, folks, right now, he's there with his nice, long, bell-bottom yellow pants with his green shirt and his blue cap, his white stick in his hand and his black tall boots and his silver beard with a couple of red spots here and there. You can just picture the ladies' man right now, and he's just walking down the aisles just looking for the ladies. Chris, nice music, my friend. Keep walking, just like Johnny Walker. All right. Anybody else wishing to say hello? Hi. We're going to start our question right now. Before we do, anybody else wishing to say hello? Hi. Net Control, 11RN610 at your service.
Hey, Net Control, AWAR381 with a quick comment. Can't let you get away.
It's our pleasure, Chris. Go ahead.
Yourself, sir. Hey, XO. Now, dig this. He is still fascinated, but back in the bell-bottom days, that he only had to use a short pants because he was still a young whippersnapper and he couldn't deal with it. To coin a phrase from Mr. Nicholson, you can't handle this. Back to you, Net Control.
It's WR301 Chris. Chris, again, thank you so much for always making the Coffee Net. You know, you add a little spice to the coffee. Always say it already spike yours, but it's always good to know that you can do that. And the picture that I was just looking at, not just the bell bottom pants or whatnot there, but I can say, wow, this is Chris from way back in 1920 and stuff like that. Papa India, Mike Papa. Take it easy, my friend. Catch you in a bit. Folks, this is the question that we have for you this afternoon. And Let me see if I could break it down. First, I'd probably in our own way, here in Trinidad, in the Caribbean, in the West Indies, you know, we have a way of when somebody reaches stage and they go into a certain situation, we see you have a tabanka. And I know some of you know exactly what a tabanka means, like a heartbreak, you know, you lost your sweetheart, you lost someone you love, you're in a situation, the wife, the ex, well, whatever, the friend that's gone, and you're all alone situation. So now that I have painted that little picture in my preamble, and I can just imagine what Chris is looking like at this present time, here's the question that we have for you, and let's see if we can engage a couple of listeners this afternoon. My question is this: what is your recipe or your remedy? So what is your recipe or your remedy for recuperating from an extreme heartbreak? That's the question. What is your recipe or remedy for recuperating from an extreme heartbreak? I'm not too sure if Graham is still with us, but let me see if I could swing this up the road and see what's taking place there. 27 IRN 746. Graham, if you're still here with us, you want to pass the mic to you, sir.
Back from 27 IRN 746. I suppose what I always think of, we are not alone. Or our past ones, mums, dads, or some unfortunate people who have lost children. We've always got that thought in our head, we're not alone. They're always there listening to us. That's about all I can really say. That's always the thought in my mind. Say we lost my mum and dad last year, and you lost her mother. And that's the only thought I can always think of. We're not alone, because they're always thinking of us, and we're always thinking of them. Back to you, Net Control.
27 IRN 746. Graham, again, thanks again, sir, for popping in there. And your contribution says that, again, your remedy or your recipe for keeping you there, recuperating from any sort of extreme heartbreak, is to say, I or we are not alone. And that works for you. No problem. Thank you so much. And I'm not too sure if Julie wishes to squeeze the keys, so that I'm going to pass it on. Julie, if you wish to make a contribution, then please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, Net Control. She's busy at the moment doing my eyes. So if you don't mind, you can skip past Julie, please. From 27 IRN 746.
And that's not a problem there, 27 IRN 746. All right. I know Uncle Bob is here. Is he listening to me? I know he's around the table, but it's more or less speaker is muted. But let me see. KB1 UPC, Uncle Bob, can you hear us? Anywhere at all. If you can, microphone to you, sir. Okay, nothing there from Uncle Bob. 4IRN801, Paul, probably having a couple of scrambled eggs at this present time. Paul, you want to pass the mic to you? Again, the question remains the same. What is your recipe besides the green eggs and whatnot? Or, of course, your remedy for recuperating from an extreme heartbreak. Microphone to you, Paul, if you're still here with us.
4IRN 801, Sean. Nope, no green eggs tonight. That's going to be probably tomorrow night. Tonight we had something different. We had something special that I make. It would take time to describe it, but it was very good. In fact, I just got done eating. But listening in to everybody, and it's great to hear everyone out here. Okay, to deal with something like that. Well, I lost both my parents back to back in 1 year, like 2 months apart to the day. My dad walked into a hospital on a Thursday and he was gone on Monday. So that was pretty traumatic. And I find myself looking toward other family members for comfort. I look for friends, to be around friends for comfort. And I pray a lot, and I guess I try to do things to bring peace to me, things I enjoy, to kind of get into the zone, into my moment, and seek you know, comfort in that way. And it seems to work for me. I don't know what it would do for anybody else, but it works for me. whether it be flying planes or just doing something to take my mind off of the heartache or the heartbreak. And that sort of thing works. And like I said, being around other family and getting comfort from them as well. So that's my answer to you. I want to say 73's out to everybody else out there. And it's great to hear Graham and Julie. And I hope you're doing well, Graham. I hope your eyes are doing well. I got your message. And when I get a chance, we'll get together and talk. And it's good to hear Chris out there in Florida, sitting on the sand pile, and all my other good friends out there. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sean, and thanks again for hosting the net. You do a great job on this guild here for the coffee net. So 73's, 4IRN801. Back to you, Sean.
4IRN801 from 11IRN610. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much again. And whatever it is that you concoct this afternoon, no problem at all. Continue to do what you're doing there. Love your contribution and your recipe or your remedy in a situation like this, that you lost your parents almost back to back. And again, through comfort, you look towards family and friends. And I guess, yeah, you probably find solace. And more than anything else, you know, prayers answer many questions and help many wounds in so many different ways. So that's a good way to go. And of course, you do have your remote control planes and whatever else that you move around over there. And I can just imagine it is a way to ease all the tension. Thank you again for your contribution. Much appreciated from the 4IRN801 Paul out there in South Carolina. All right, we moved on the log and see if Dion, also from that same, well, close by, I understand, is with us. K4TLC. Dion, if you're still here with us, we want to pass the mic to you, sir, and your contribution. What is your recipe or your remedy for recuperating from an extreme heartbreak? Okay, nothing heard there from Dion this present time. Dion, I hope then that there's no problems with your roasted salted peanuts. And I know you're not too far from the lake or whatnot there. So once you start feeling as though you wish to choke, you put something down the hatch. Okay, so we're going to leave there and go to that small island out there in the sea. Our good friend, Alpha Fox, or 2 November Yankee, Ron. Ron, good day. My goodness. Evening, good evening. One more time to you, sir. I will pass the mic to you and your contribution. Please go ahead.
AF2NY. Thanks, Sean. Chris was sleeping out there when I was waving to him on the sand pile, so hopefully he got the wave now. Anyway, Graham had it right, Sean. Just remember the good I would say remember the good times that you had with your loved ones, and remember that they're always going to be in your heart. So that helped me when I lost my parents. So just remember that they're really always with you. They're in your heart. So remember the good times. Anyway, quick question to Wayne when he comes back. I know there's a lot of developments coming to the IRN. I was just wondering if there's any thoughts of putting an AMBE chip on the server so we could log into that server and have access to DMR and DSTAR via a cell phone. That would be something that would be exciting if that would happen. Anyway, AF2NY, back over to Net Control.
Apple Foxer 2, November Yankee Ron, one thanks again for your contribution. Much appreciated, sir. And of course, yes, if Wayne is listening, he will come back with an answer. If not Wayne, then again, there are others here who may probably have some other answer. But you say remembering the good times is one way in which one can recuperate from such extreme heartbreak. And that's your recipe. That's your remedy. So when that time comes, when the time is done and you feel in a particular way, it's just good to reflect. Rest and reflect, probably, and take it from there. Thanks again for your contribution, sir. Much appreciated. All right, it's about 6:21 on our piece. Let's see if we can move on, then see if Ralph is here with us. And by now, he probably stopped eating his hamburgers and fries. It's all the oven and down inside the hatch there. End it, YQJ. Ralph, if you're still here with us, microphone to you, sir.
Okay, Sean. Give me one second here. I'm going to turn this. Well, I'm going to leave this earpiece on because I got different earpiece, and it looks like the bars are okay. So hopefully you're holding in there. I think a lot of it has got to do with the Wi-Fi in my house, because I could, from one end of the house, I'm great. The other end of the house gives me run for my money. So very good. Great net. I see great things coming for the IRN and a lot of great people. So, and I'm excited about all the people that's followed Denny over from the Digicom Cafe. Excited that Denny's getting really involved with the marketing aspect of this group. And I just know we have a lot of good things coming. So, I know all this stuff is always takes money. So I would really love to, and I know Jason's got a GoFundMe page up, but I wouldn't even mind seeing the guild take dues, annually dues. That wouldn't hurt my feelings whatsoever. I know I got to send Jason some more money. It's been at least well over years, I think, since I've done that. So very good. I don't have much else to add. Oh, the question of the hour. Well, you know, I think God made alcohol for a good reason. For all your aches and pains, and especially that of the heart. So my answer is alcohol. Go see Captain Morgan. Actually, I'm more of a Jack Daniels man. Okay, Sean, wonderful job with the net. We'll turn it back to you. Thanks for picking me up. NHYQJ.
NHYQJ, 11IRN610. Well, thank you so much, Ralph. thank you for your contribution there. Jack Daniel man, but you don't mind seeing Captain Morgan at all. You're the alcohol man. So that you say that all those hamburgers and fries and all those situations, should you at all be recuperating or wish to recuperate from any sort of extreme heartbreak, regardless of what it is, the best solver for that is Mr. Jack Daniel or probably Captain Morgan. My friend, as usual, thank you so much. We appreciate your contribution there. That was NHYQJ. So we move on from NHYQJ. And let me see, I think it is morning, and morning has broken and he has left. So my friend out there in Philippines, Delta Whiskey 5, Juliet Alpha Bravo, I know he's no longer with us. KD6, RSO, Larry, if you're still here with us, if you hear our voice, we want to pass the mic to you. And hot condition, but not a hot answer question. What is your recipe or remedy for recuperating from an extreme heartbreak? If you're here with us, sir, microphone to you.
This is KD6 RSO. I really haven't been through an extreme heartbreak yet because my wife, I've known her since our high school days. My parents are still alive and her parents are still alive, but we know that day is coming. And I guess I would turn to people in our church and fellowship with them and lean on their shoulders. And that's probably what I would do. And then I'd take a nice long motorcycle ride, because when I ride my motorcycle, I feel like I'm flying. KD6 RSO.
KD6 RSO. Larry, thanks again for your contributions. You've never had that sort of experiences yet. But again, should that time come, if that time should come, there's fellowship with the church and different members there who could ease it. And more than anything else, probably you just take that mic and go ride it. You know, there are a couple of members on this one who are bike riders, and be it probably one of these days we could have some discussion on that. And I know that Dan's not here with us right now, or Jason not here with us. I'm not too sure if John, I know John cycles, I'm not too sure if I don't buy, but a couple of members here who, again, probably have some Haleys and whatnot. So probably that might be a good discussion one these days as to the sort of joy and excitement that some of you get out of this thing. I mean, for some of us, it's like 300 million miles away from, and for some people, it's a chariot towards heaven. Thank you again, Larry, for your contribution. Happy riding to you. And of course, once you're in stress, once in the situation there, once it is one of those conditions, of course, you go riding and let that breeze hit you in the face there. All right. Let me see if Thomas is still here with us. Morning time to you. See if you're still around. 60IRN 749. Thomas, if you're still here with us, microphone to you, sir.
Well, thank you there, Sean. 60IRN 749 returning. Thank you so much for picking me up again. Yeah, if I had a stream heartbreak, which I kind of had before, I kind of just think about the good times, and I also go to friends and family just talk about stuff and just get off my mind, and then kind of just ease it in the back of my mind and just try and take one day at a time and just take it easy and easy and not to be too hard on myself, just be myself and just try to be calm and take it easy for the next few days or months or so. It's been hard. I lost my Nana a couple of years ago. That was hard. So it's one of those things. You just got to get used to it and just adapt, and then just talk to friends and family and take comfort and do other things as well to get your mind off it. But yeah, it's life, and it's not nice that it happens, but definitely there's lots of remedies out there. I like to just do other things, talk to friends and family, and it helps me be at comfort. Thank you so much, Sean, for an awesome net. It's great to have you here, and it's been an awesome time here. 60IRN 749, back to Sean, net control. Thank you.
60IRN 749, Thomas, thanks again for your contribution, my friend. And you said that you've had such before, and your comfort is through friends and family, and being calm and taking it easy helps you to, you know, to solve or address some of those situations or conditions there. Everybody have a different way in which doing so, but you know, one thing is for certain, that there are a lot of persons on this this one here on the IRN, and that again have a lot of experience in dealing with certain situations. There are those who may have had good experience, bad experience. There are those who are counselors and people who can help in different ways. So we have a couple of senior guys on this one that you could always say hello, hi to, and be able to give you some comfort also. Thanks again, Thomas, for your contribution. Much appreciated, my friend. All right, let's go on to Uncle John. November 8th, Lima, Lima, Charlie. Long-legged chicken out there in Lansing, Michigan. Uncle John, microphone to you, sir. And questions remain the same.
1IRN 610 LLC. Well, all I can say is it's more of a question to Ralph there. Jack Daniels, what's like trying to drink lighter fluid? And drink some real whiskey. McMaster's, man, McMaster's. Nice and smooth, but still got a kick. Smooth kick. Not that burning battery acid going down your throat stuff Jack Daniels had. Maker's Mark, yeah, you know. But that's a, you know, that's a much higher grade, but not McMaster's is the way to go. Me? Lots of times I'll read. I lose myself in the reading. That helps a little bit. So between those two, and of course, if the weather's good, ride my bike, ride my motorcycle, it all helps. So back to you there, Sean. Good net. Good question. Good to hear everybody in there, N8
LLC. LLC from 11IRN610. John, before you go there, so besides riding your bike and stuff like that, you also have a motorbike. What type of motorbike do you have there, come back?
Oh, well, now you asked, I have to tell about it. I have a 2005 Harley Davidson Ultra Classic. Fully loaded, AM/FM CD, cruise control. I have the seat upgraded. It has memory foam and gel in it. The progressive shocks. The motors have been updated. Stage 2 big bore kit. Power Commander 3 fuel management system. LED turn signals, brake light, headlight, and driving lights. It's a nice cruiser, and very quick for what it is. Very quick. Black cherry metallic and charcoal metallic paint, which really pops in the sun. Looks really nice in the sun. All right, so that's the way there, Sean. Back to you, NATLLC.
NATLLC. Wow, you got a cruiser. You got a big, massive yacht on wheels. You have it all. I mean, the description of the bike alone just tells me how much you're in love with it. That is one. The type of bike tells me exactly that that is where the pension money is going. And, of course, you're going to be buying any sort of Jack Daniels. Might be. That's not Jack Daniels there. Not that battery acid as you make mention of. Wow, that sounds good. I kind of, that's probably one of these days, you know, just talk about, I'll probably get one of those guys who are into the bike to sort of start the question rolling there, because as I said, there are a lot of individuals on this one who, you know, have all of those beautiful bikes. And last year we were in Tobago, there was a particular rally, and I saw there were hundreds of those guys with bicycles. With motorbikes. And I thought that was just a foreign thing, you know, Texas and all of those long highways. But here it is, those guys were there, and they babied these things. I mean, they didn't even want it to get wet in the rain, and they were silver and chrome and colors, and some of them had all different types of drawing and painting and meters here and this here and that there, and music system, and it's like, that's a car on two wheels, huh? Okay. So it's good. Probably one of these days you have a little more chit-chat on bikes. But thanks again for your contribution, sir. And probably good information there for Ralph. Ralph, sure you've heard that. Leave Captain Morgan and Jack Daniels alone. Get some McMasters. Get something stronger that could work good to dissolve all of those hamburgers and stuff like that. Thank you, John. All right, let's move on from there. And W8MRW, Roy, Roy looks as though he's a bike rider or so. No. Anyway, let's find out one time. Michael, over to you, Roy.
Hello again, Sean. Good evening to you and everybody out there on the Guild of Coffee Net. Roy, back with you, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, W8MRW. Well, you were talking about the question and how to deal with heartbreak and tragedy and so forth and so on. And I guess from my viewpoint, I personally have not had to deal with that per se. Well, yes, I mean, my sisters and I, we did lose our parents in 2003 and 2006. We were not young at the time, obviously. And my mom's death was not expected, and my dad's death, well, it wasn't expected, but it his health worsened, I guess you would say. We were ready for dad's death. Mom's death came kind of suddenly. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is you can think about it in terms of other people you know who have suffered greater heartbreaks insofar as deaths in the family. I could go into the stories of an aunt and uncle of mine and so forth that lost a daughter, then lost a grandson, lost a son, and then my uncle losing his wife, who was actually my mother's sister, my aunt, and so forth. I can go through the stories of my dad losing everybody on his side of the family. And so as time marched on, basically all he had left was my mom and her side of the family. And that was true and so forth. And I had a high school friend that lost a daughter, and she was either 30 or in her early 30s. So I guess the thing is to feel sympathy for others who have suffered worse heartbreaks than perhaps ourselves have. Anyway, that's about it. Oh, there was one other thing I was going to mention. Let me pause for reset. WMRW returning. I wanted to mention that the Do Drop In Tuesday Night Technology Roundtable Net appears to be back on the air now. That would be hosted by Victor Oscar 1 Uniform Kilo Zulu, VO1UKZ. That's Daryl in St. John's, Newfoundland. The net was on the air last night on the Do Drop In conference server, and of course it was simultaneously on the Guild conference server since the two are connected. And I was listening to that for a while. So on the recordings, I'll have to look and see what Thomas is doing, because it seems like Daryl's kind of behind the power curve on getting his recordings back onto the Do Drop In webpage there, unless I'm missing something. But anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention, and also I brought it to your attention because the topic last night for Daryl's net was pretty good. It has to do with some of the things that we were discussing on the net Monday, it seemed like, insofar as these network radios and what you could do with them, along with using the DV thumb or the thumb DV dongle with your computer, setting it up as a hotspot and so forth, and getting all these digital modes, whether it be D-Star, DMR, etc. And that's what Daryl was talking about last night. So it was a pretty good net. Anyway, Sean, thank you so much for hosting the net this evening. And I wish everybody out there a great evening and a great tomorrow. And we'll look forward to talking to folks Friday on the Guild Fellowship net over there on the Echolink, the Guild conference server. 732-ALL. 11IRN 610W8MRW. Back to net control.
WTMRW from 11RM610. Thanks again so much for your contribution there, Roy. Much appreciated. And as usual, you know, there's always so much that we can learn from you. You didn't answer my question, though. At least I did not hear it, whether or not you are also one of those motorbike riders. But probably next time you can get some information. And as I said, one of these days, you probably just sort of push that question about, you know, the excitement, the adrenaline that flows, and whatever else that comes with it when you get on those two-wheelers and you go for a ride, whether by yourself as an individual, just as a form of relaxation, or of course just going out with a whole team, and some of you putting on your black leather jackets on your different skull dust and few works. We talk about that some good time and get some exciting information there. But let's go across to where are we right now. Did I talk about Chris? Oh, yes, Chris is next. Yeah, he was on a motorbike. Folks, could you imagine that? Chris used to ride a motorbike. Of course, he's a 150, yeah? No 500, nothing of the sort. A little Suzuki 150. He's a good put, had two little side wheels at the back wheels, you know, those two little things there. But he can tell you more about that. But Chris, before I talk about that, Dick, the question is, what is your recipe or remedy for recuperating from an extreme heartbreak? 8WR31, Chris, microphone to you, sir.
8WR381. Well, let me tackle the question first. No, I have never had a banker, period, in my 60 years of mingling with ladies. The other 15 makes up the complete total, but I started around 15. We always parted amicable. Never was a fight this. I never had a tabanka. I had a couple of, down in the dumps days, mainly when mama passed away and my wife. When my father passed, I was sort of glad because he used to whoop my behind too much for me, so I didn't like him. Anyhow, your question, yes, will be no to the tabanka part. To the bike part, it was not a Suzuki. It was a Kawasaki 250, and it was not a put-put. Back to you, net control.
I was just trying to get off the ground this one there. Excuse me, folks, but Chris, I have to do that. But Chris, in all seriousness, though, the math does not work up, Chris. Something is wrong here. A couple of missing numbers. You talk about the 60 and about the 15. What about the next 60, Chris? You didn't talk about that one. Anyhow, there's some the math just does not add up, Chris. No problem at all there. You added, as I realized what happened there. You took the 60 next set of years, or the 60 plus years, and you added on to the cycle. So instead of having those 150 scooter, it says 250 Kawasaki. Thanks again for your contribution, Chris. And of course, you know, you're the ladies, man. The ladies here, they love you too bad. And just have to inform their husbands that Chris is a ladies' man. Man who's still dressed up in those sort of bell bottom pants, fancy hat and stuff like that, with a pipe on one side of the mouth, just like Popeye, and a stick on the other hand. Chris, you are the greatest. Thanks again. Hey, Wayne, there's a question that was popped for you there. Hope that you're still inside with us there. G7 OKI, microphone to you, sir.
Hold your horses, Wayne. Hold your horses a minute. Mr. Sean. Unlike you, who was, I dare say, brought up in the cultured vein, I was not. So I had my quirks, etc., etc. And one of those was not being a pimp like you're trying to describe me. I was not a pimp, would never be a pimp. But I do like the ladies. Now, the other part of Claire, seeing that you're getting it all twisted. I am 75 years old, and I'm proud of it. The 60 years is when I started messing with ladies, which means I was 15 at the time, hence the 10 and 5, the 15 years. So I hope that clears up your... No, I would use that one. I'll put it differently. Your nosiness. Back to you, neck control. Oh, I can swing it over to the XO. XO, it's all yours.
Yeah, I don't understand that. G7 OKI, Wayne. Microphone to you, sir, if you save it up. Microphone to you, sir. Okay, Wayne, it's a bit busy, so I'll probably see every time later on there. G0VXY. Greg, if you're still there with us, am I seeing him? No, he's not listed here, but maybe he made something wrong. Greg, if you're here, microphone to you, sir.
Net control, allow me to say 73 to everybody. A good night to my friends across the pond, Missy Julie and Mr. Graham, my exo. You all have a pleasant night. You too, XO, although you're working. The rest of folks, have a pleasant evening and a pleasant night. 8 WAR 381 QRT QSY. 73, everybody.
Hey, thanks again, Chris. Thanks again for being so entertaining. As usual, of course, you are. I can't see my sidekick, but, you know, you helped me more or less boost this program. And you're the coffee man. You drink all the coffee. I just talk the coffee there. Thanks again, Chris. Do have yourself a beautiful one. And catch you down the log a little bit from now on the other side of the pond. All right. Who else do we have on this one? I think Danny has gone, so there's no more Danny on this one. Let's say hello to hi and see if they can. Long time. Joni. YC4GHY. Joni, if you're still here with us, if you're there with us, if you're close by, good morning to you and the microphone to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, George, for the call. Good evening. Good night, George. Good morning from Indonesia and everybody. Everyone will join in the cult. and copy net program now. Okay, Sean, fine, in Indonesia, participation check-in, Yankee Charlie 4, Juliet Hotel Yankee from Indonesia, 73.
Greetings to you there, Joni. Again, nice to have you on the phone. Good morning to you and yours. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy it. As I said, always it's a pleasure when we can hear from you guys during that today. It is still Wednesday for us, Tuesday for you. So we know for a fact that there is another day coming. Thank you so much, my friend. All right, let's see if you can probably swing on the keys around again. Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert. Robert, if you wish to squeeze the keys and say hello, hi, microphone to you, sir.
Sean, recheck.
Roger, go ahead, sir.
4, IRN 801. Yes, Sean, I heard you mentioning about motorcycles. Don't forget that I ride a motorcycle pretty much almost every day of the year that I get a chance. I have a 1997 Harley-Davidson Heritage Softail Classic that to me had one of the best motors ever made was the Evo engine. And it still runs like a champ, and I own it outright. It's all mine. Paid for. Anyways, I'd like to get in on that conversation when it does come up. Back to you. Thanks for the recheck.
For IRN 801, Paul. Paul, thanks again. Yes, I know. I heard you before talking about your Harley. So I know that you're also a rider, and I know that I think there's a couple of persons here who do ride. So that might be a good conversation. Then probably we'll do it a little differently. I'm just going to release the keys and just, instead of me just checking, just talk about and let you guys talk about your love life, because my goodness, riding a Harley is a love life, and just being outside there. So I know there's a lot of excitement, and we look forward for that day when we can all talk about that there. Matter of fact, you talk, I listen. That's when I'm going to drop the keys. Thanks again there, Paul, for your contribution. Let me see if I can probably engage anybody else on this one. Kilo Mike 4 Yankee Zulu Papa Herb. Oh, Herb, long time no hear, long time no see. Microphone to you, sir. How are you this good evening on our side?
7IRN 834. I joined late, so when you get to the end of the list, please add me to it.
Roger, that's no problem at all. Thanks again for checking in there. All right, one more time. Kilo Mike 4 Zulu Yankee Zulu Papa, sorry. Herb, if you're still here with us, microphone to you, sir. Okay, nothing there from Herb. Let me see who else I can touch best and say hello, hi to. Alex has just popped out. Probably let's say Jay. Whiskey Zero Juliet Alpha Yankee. Jay, good. I think, well, let's say first and foremost to be on the right spot. Good evening and welcome to the Coffee Net. Microphone, please, sir. Okay, nothing there from Jay out there in Cincinnati. Probably next time, no problem at all there. I run down my list and I think that's about it. I haven't heard from Richard, although I'm sure he's just blocked off there. W4JXA. And let me make sure. This is 7IRN804. If that's the call sign, could you please come back with your name, your personal microphone, please, sir?
Yes, it's 7IRN834. Name is Mitch from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Roger on that. 7IRN834, Mitch from New Orleans. Microphone to you, sir. Please go ahead your contribution.
Well, I lost my dad young, unexpectedly, when I was, I'm not even going to try to sit here and play the math and figure out when it was, but I was in college. He died unexpectedly, and I've since lost my grandparents and everybody else other than my mom. All my extended family has now died other than my mom, and most of her, all but one of her brothers and sisters has died. And the only thing I can see that really does any good at all is time. So all those things that everyone mentioned that eat up time while you're waiting for it to get better, those are all good ideas. And that's all I have to say for tonight. I'm new. I am on the IRN side. I'm working on my ham license, although I am D deeply more interested in the internet radio side as opposed to the ham side. No offense, guys. That was me many, many years ago. So, at any rate, I'm looking forward to learning more about radio over internet over the next few months. I myself am in my mid-50s here in New Orleans, disabled, and this is a new way for me to spend some time.
7IRN834, Mitch. Mitch, again, welcome to the Coffee Net, sir. Welcome to the National Radio Network. Welcome to the Worldwide Amateur Radio on the Gill. And, of course, this is a very good place to be, and for sure you're going to love it. So that whatever piques your interest along the log, again, good place to be. So right now you're this Dollar Cross Link, but you can move right or wrong and have some fun. There's always somebody here, as I made mention before. There's so many different channels in which you can go on, and there's always somebody, always helpful, guide you along the line. And this is what it's all about right here on the TeamSpeak 3. We are a family, and we enjoy it to the fullest. So that, again, everyone here, do our bits and pieces to make this a better place for each and everyone. So thanks again. Welcome to the Coffee Net. As usual, once we have somebody new, we welcome you with full and open arms and wish you all the best and happy redoing from this side of the world there. Thanks again. All right. Do we have anybody else wishing to make any other contribution before we close? Net Control, 11IRN610 from Sweet Trinidad and Tobago. At your service. Okay, nothing heard there. Folks, we just want to take the time to thank each and everyone for allowing us to be there with you in your mobile, in your home, in your office, workplace, wherever you're at. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for coming to the Coffee Net. Thank you for just blessing us and, of course, making sure everybody is happy. For those of you who are unable to squeeze the keys for whatever reason, we can understand that sometimes we engage in other things and just monitoring. No problem at all. We appreciate that also. So all the persons who took the time also to make their contribution, we appreciate this so, so much that we can do something to make it different. And of course, this is a family channel. All your responses are respected at all times, all your contributions, and we look forward to greater things to come. Remember, there's a couple of things that's going to be happening pretty soon, especially there's a big invitation out there for you. The Digicom Cafe, breakfast on Saturday, you have that to deal with. You have, again, this program right now is being recorded for the SoundCloud, our good friend there, 60IRN739, and a lot of different things are happening. So the guys in the background, they are working to make sure that we enjoy this, and we ask you to please come on board, each and everyone. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This is, of course, 11IRN610, live and direct from this beautiful Trinidad and Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, now closing the Gill's Coffee Net. Please remember, of course, to check us out on our website, on Member Planet, on Costa. Again, you have Digicom Cafe on Zello also. There are other places. You're talking about you have an opportunity to go and monitor the SoundCloud on Facebook. We are there. Wherever you wish, we are there. So continue to enjoy your coffee. For those of you who enjoy coffee, if you don't drink coffee, well, whatever it is that you enjoy, 73s, 80s, all the golden numbers from 11IRN610. Ending our live transmission from this beautiful Trinidad Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, and now bringing this channel back to normal use. Have a good one, everybody. And don't forget to join November 8th, Lima Lima Charlie, on Friday for the Fellowship Day. Bye all.